Chelsea FC is about to put the name of USDC, the stablecoin issued by Circle, on its shirts for the upcoming season, and honestly, that feels like a big cultural moment. It is a significant moment, because shirt sponsorship is one of the most visible forms of commercial exposure in football. It reaches broadcast audiences, stadium crowds, and social media users around the world. And placing a stablecoin brand in that space really signals that digital currency infrastructure is entering a traditional, global, and highly emotional commercial environment. The partnership makes sense because both football and stablecoin payments rely heavily on trust. Exactly. Fans expect clubs to act responsibly, while businesses and users expect payment systems to hold value and settle reliably. Unlike volatile cryptocurrencies such as Bitcoin, stablecoins are designed to maintain a steady value, usually pegged to a fiat currency such as the US dollar. That makes them more suitable for payments, treasury management, and on-chain finance, and it helps position USDC less as a speculative asset and more as digital money infrastructure. For Circle, the Chelsea deal is a major visibility opportunity. USDC is already one of the better-known stablecoins, and association with a Premier League club gives it a high-profile global platform. For Chelsea, the sponsorship is a commercial move that aligns with the club's effort to remain relevant in a rapidly changing digital economy. It's important to note, though, that the deal does not necessarily mean Chelsea will begin paying players or vendors in USDC. At minimum, it is a brand partnership. Its importance lies in symbolism. It suggests that stablecoin infrastructure is becoming normal enough to appear alongside established global brands in some of sport's most prominent commercial spaces. The regulatory context matters here. UK football clubs have been urged to proceed carefully with crypto-related partnerships, particularly given the Financial Conduct Authority's focus on consumer protection and market integrity. Clubs can no longer assume that novelty alone is enough. Any arrangement involving digital assets, tokenized products, or speculative promotions can raise regulatory questions. A stablecoin is generally viewed as less risky than a highly speculative token, but it is not risk-free. Compliance, transparency, and responsible marketing remain important. So the Chelsea deal is not just a branding exercise. It is also a signal that the club is operating in a space where regulators are paying attention. For fans, the immediate effect is visual. The USDC name will become part of Chelsea's identity for the season. Some supporters may see it as a forward-looking move, while others may question whether a financial product belongs on a shirt that has historically carried airlines, banks, technology firms, and other established brands. For sponsors, the message is clear. Football remains one of the most effective platforms for global brand exposure. A Premier League club offers access to a broad international audience, and a fintech or crypto company can use that exposure to build recognition in a market where trust is still developing. The deal also reflects a broader shift in how sports brands are evaluated. Sponsors are no longer seeking only reach. They are looking for alignment with innovation, digital audiences, and emerging financial ecosystems. A stablecoin partnership can help a company appear modern and globally connected, especially among younger fans who are more comfortable with digital assets than previous generations. It would be premature to call this a definitive turning point, but it is a meaningful data point. Crypto-related deals in football have sometimes been short-lived or poorly received. A stablecoin sponsorship may feel more durable because it is tied to payments infrastructure rather than pure speculation. If other clubs follow, more stablecoin and fintech brands could appear on kits, in stadium naming rights, or in player endorsement deals. That would mark broader acceptance of digital money in mainstream sports marketing, while also requiring regulators, clubs, and sponsors to be more careful about how these products are presented. Overall, Chelsea's USDC jersey deal shows that the boundaries between sport, finance, and technology are continuing to blur. The pitch remains the same, but the commercial landscape around it is evolving quickly. A stablecoin on a football shirt may look unusual at first, but in a world where payments are increasingly digital, it may not be as strange as it appears.